This is I See Fire, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Kaluna Volgari and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairings Lydia Martin-style Stalinsky, Derek Hale-style Stalinsky, Derek Hale-Lydia Martin-style Stalinsky, with additional tags for sex magic, rituals, blood magic, resurrection. Author's notes. This is from a gigantic collection of crossover travels. I made a list of 12 characters and I've been writing the results of the prompts and pairing matchups. 1-8, Styles Lydia, Fluff. The October air is cool, drifting in through the open windows of Derek's loft. They're all gathered around the television, drooping with exhaustion. Her fingers are stained with graveyard soil, and the smell of death and magic is so thick around her and Styles that she's surprised Scott and Derek haven't forced them into the showers yet. Instead, they're cuddled close, practically on top of her and Styles. Derek's got an arm around Styles' shoulder, one of his hands absentmindedly stroking through her hair, while the other plays with Styles' fingers, which are splayed out over Scott's kneecap. He looks at least as exhausted as they do. And Scott isn't much better, for all that he wasn't even there until the last half of the ritual. He's got a bruise around his throat that's only slightly her fault, but doesn't seem to care, since he is most of the way in her lap, legs extended out across both Derek and Styles' laps as well, as if he's trying his damnedest to make sure he touches all of them. She doesn't even really know what's on the TV, just that it features Rachel McAdams and it's not The Notebook. The ritual will take 3 days to actually take, so they're pulling ridiculous shifts so that the graveyard has someone in it at all times, just in case. It would have been easier before Chris, Isaac, and Ethan left, but the sheriff and Melissa are both helping where they can. Kira had insisted on taking tonight's shift because, in her words, the rest of them needed to go to hell to sleep before they keeled over. Lydia drifts, temple resting on Styles' shoulder, and thinks that she is happy right this very second. She doesn't think of weird sex magic or how Styles had looked between her legs, his eyes gone black and bloated as he channeled their magic. She doesn't think of Derek's hand pressing to the nape of Styles' neck as he took the excess magic into himself, grounding them, or the way he'd murmured soft instructions into Styles' ear, whispering, "More tongue. Good, that's it." Until her orgasm had rushed out of her with a scream that had everyone's ears bleeding. She carefully rearranges and places everything to the back of her mind. Not because she's ashamed of it, but because if she thinks about anything right now other than the contentment curling through her bones, she might just shatter into pieces. "We did it," she whispers, her voice croaking like a frog's, barely there. She had spent so much time screaming tonight. It's like her voice crawled out with the screams. "But it's worth it." "We did," Styles responds, wearily, tucking his nose under her chin. He still smells like her. Like sex and magic and death. But also like her. So she kisses the taste off his lips. It's soft and sweet, not romantic in the least, but it matters, because it's triumph and hope and fierce, fierce joy. Derek's gone tense on Styles' other side, his hand frozen in her hair, and she wants to laugh because he'd coaxed Styles through giving her a phenomenal orgasm, and this is what he balks at? Instead of laughing, though, she pats his arm gently, breaking the kiss with Styles. They both dissolve into delirious giggles, muffling the sounds into each other's hair as Derek and Scott snort at them, Derek thankfully relaxing. Tomorrow, or the day after, Allison is going to wake up. Alive, 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 and she won't be alone to claw herself free of a grave. One of them will be there, and everything and nothing matters. Because Styles and Lydia and Derek, they did this. And for now, That's all that matters. The end.